Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was checking to see what company this is because I was told by my bank to check because of the amount that was pulled off for my account from this account, this business.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
Yes, it's 88340. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. And your first and last name?
Pilar Salazar.
All right, Ms. Pilar, for security purposes, please provide me with your address.
330 White Mountain Drive, Mescalero, New Mexico, 88340.
Okay, I do see that you have the Keto Ascendant, as well as the Keto Ascendant Cleanse. And it is designed to reduce your appetite and increasing your metabolism as well as your overall mood, energy, and exercise performance. Now, I am looking here, and I do see where the account has been canceled already. And you canceled it on the 17th, which was today. So, yes,
okay.
Ma'am, the account has already been canceled.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's I got a phone call from the bank saying there was they thought fraud. And I didn't recognize the number, but I did call that number earlier. Not this number, a different one.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl gave me a confirmation cancel. I didn't know I was going to keep getting billed. I thought I just ordered the two bottles of pills, those
mm-hmm.
keto.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the way it works, they'll keep sending it to you, and you get billed, and I didn't know that. So what was the amount that it shows there, ma'am?
Okay, so you were charged $91.89 and
$92.90. Yeah, and on the bank it shows $92. That's the come I didn't think it was the same one. It's not $91.89, it's $92. Dang, I don't have it pulled up again, but it's $92.
Yes, ma'am. And one is for the keto, the other is for the cleanse, but they did go ahead and cancel that and complete.
But the girl said I was still going to get charged for it.
No, once it's canceled, you will not get charged anymore. Now, the charges that are on the account, of course, they can't be removed because all sales are final, but you will not get charged again because the account has been canceled.
Yes, ma'am. But it don't match. It's not $91.89. It's $92 and something cents.
Okay, the other one was $91.89.
So there's going to be two charges?
There was two charges. One for $92.90 and the other for $92.90 and $91.89.
Oh my God! So it's going to be $92 plus $91.
Yes, ma'am. That's what you had all together.
That's ridiculous. I'm going to have to report that because I can't afford to pay all that.
Okay, and I definitely understand that you're willing to do to report it. However, with you agreeing to the terms and conditions in order to receive that product, that does makes those charges 100% valid.
So it's going to be, oh, my God, that's like what? Let me see. I'm just going with the, not the cents. That's $183. It's going to come out of my account?
It's already been charged out of the account, ma'am.
Oh, I just showed the $92. I didn't show the $91.89.
Okay, now you may want to go back and look because I do see that both charges went through.
Oh, my God.
Now, what I can do is I'll provide you with a 35% discount, I mean, refund. And this just is a courtesy because all sales are found on the product, so that merchant definitely would not allow us to refund it back in full.
So you can give me 35 what?
35% back from both charges.
Okay.
Okay, give me just a second. I'll go ahead and get those refunded back to you.
So that'll go back into my account how much? $35 or 35%?
Percent.
Okay. Yeah, that'll help me out a lot, ma'am.
Okay, bear with me just a moment.
Okay. Did you need something? Was 183. What was going to get out of my account? I know I'm not, but she's going to give me 35% back. Yeah, I apologize. I did not know. I thought I was just getting one order. That I don't know.
Okay.
So that'll show on my bank statement or my bank, I'll be getting money back?
Mm-hmm.
And then the order still canceled?
Correct. Whatever?
Okay. Thank you very much. I think the first girl was trying to say that, but I couldn't. It was a bad connection.
Oh.
I thought she was just kept trying to, because she kept saying 35%, 50%, and the shit 75%. But I thought she kept wanting me to order more pills, and I was going to get
a
deal.
That's what she was saying for future purchases.
Oh, yeah, I didn't want to purchase no more.
Okay. All right, so I did go ahead and refund the account for you.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
do I have
ma'am.
Some kind of number I got to write, or I just
no,
get
ma'am.
It on my account?
No, ma'am, you're going to get a text message and or email within 24 to 48 hours notifying you of that refund, but the refund does take 3 to 5 business days before it reflects on the account.
Okay. All right.
All right.
And I apologize. I didn't know
no,
what
you're
I was
fine.
Obviously signing up for. I'll never do that again.
Okay. All right, Ms. Elzar. Well, it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today. And we do want to thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yes, ma'am. I will now. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Thanks.